Welcome to MVP. We're Sports Illustrated Charlotte Wilder
and Jessica Smetana.
And this is the Most Valuable Podcast.
Brought to you by the Most Valuable Podcasters.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, Char.
How you doing?
Great.
I'm really excited about this show this week.
Yeah, this is going to be another fun episode of MVP.
Classic.
Classic.
Classic fun MVP.
Very cheesy sounding.
Yeah. Well, this week, so we have many thoughts and questions about Jason Witten.
Yeah, this was big news. Yeah. Jason Witten leaving Monday Night Football to return to the NFL was firing on all cylinders for us.
That was the most important thing that happened to MVP as I
since
tweeted.
Gritty
since Gritty
went streaking.
Yeah,
you're right.
What else we got? We got Kyler Murray's final measurements from the NFL Combine.
Which sounds really creepy and weird, but
the Combine is creepy and valid. What else, Jess?
We're talking about Bryce Harper's like weird Philadelphia we got him thing that I think is strange.
Yeah.
Brandon Nimmo. We have a bit of an investigation
yes.
on Brandon Nimmo's mysterious food poisoning.
Well, he alleged. Right. We'll get into it. LeBron James is living his best life and playing his worst basketball.
Mm.
And
yeah.
In segments we have is cheating at running a marathon sports. We call my mom Deb. Which I have a feeling is going to go off the rails. What agro facts today, Jess?
I think we're talking about mushrooms today.
Mm-hmm. From Pennsylvania. I am maybe most excited
yeah,
about this segment.
I'm excited about that, too.
A few underrated items and a new segment
yes.
that you came up with.
It's called Dad Wars, mm-hmm. so we'll get to that in segments.
But before we do that, we have a very exciting, important announcement. We have a new producer.
Yes, new podcast producer.
Brandon. Hey, man.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you.
We're so happy to have you. It's going to be weird.
It's all good. It's all good.
I feel like we should warn you.
I don't
you.
Know if you're ready, but if you are, you're not as ready as you think you are.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Right.
Well.
Take it away.
Let's make a podcast.
Okay. All right. Number one, Jason Witten.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, as everyone knows, if you're an MVP VP, we have been obsessed with the Monday Night Football booth of Joe Tessitore, Jason Witten in the booth, and then Booger McFarlane in his little forklift
crane.
Yeah. And they were terrible. It was a bad broadcast.
It wasn't the best booth situation.
No, but I came to love it for its terribleness.
Yeah, I mean, none of the Monday Night Football games were made better.
No,
by the presentation
Definitely
of it,
not.
And they were also made worse. So you could say that about the Monday Night Football team this
but
year.
But what I will say is that the tension, the interpersonal tension, given how much Witten and Booger hated each other, and then Joe Tess just like getting way too excited about every play.
Is Booger and Witten hating each other like a known thing?
I feel like it kind of became a known thing.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
I saw a lot of people tweeting about just like how much they hated each other during the broadcast.
Fair.
But all that's over because Jason Witten is going back at the age of 36 to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
For $3.5 million a year plus $1.5 million in incentives.
Which he probably won't get because
what were the incentives?
Probably going to get injured.
You know?
Well, like if he scores, like, I don't know what they are specifically, but they're probably like, if you score 4 touchdowns, you get another $1 million, like stuff like that.
Okay.
That's a fake number, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, yeah, he's old and probably will play like 10 snaps a game, 20 snaps a game, so I don't know. It's
36
just,
to play tight end is...
Well, what?
Old.
Antonio Gates, though.
Ah, okay.
He's 38.
Okay. But now he's going back to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And his contract is $3.5 million for a year plus $1.5 million in incentives.
Right.
And he's 36.
Right. So I feel like they had to announce that the contract was $5 million because if they didn't, it would have seemed like he was getting a pay cut to go back, right? Because he's probably making at least $3 million at ESPN to do Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the details of that contract, but it seems like it's not like he's going back and he's going to be making exponentially more money. So he had to have either gotten fired from ESPN and Jerry Jones was like, hey, I'm going to throw you a life raft here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, that's the only scenario that,
no, honestly, I,
that
can't
I can
think
reasonably
of
understand.
I can't think of anything else. I also wonder, like, it seems so strange to me to go back to football now. Like, at 36, after you've had several injuries and you were in the booth and ESPN made this huge deal about standing behind you. Like, after the Monday Night Football broadcast ended, they were like, we stand behind our booth. And it was just, they were going to be.
Kiss of death.
Yeah. Well, right. Exactly.
Okay. So maybe he didn't get fired, and maybe he kind of saw the writing on the wall, which was that if he left, he wouldn't be considered the worst broadcaster ever, because he will have the excuse forever that he was only doing it for 1 year. So, like, you know, rookie season.
Oh, that's so true.
Rookie season, you know, had to work out the kinks. Oh, wait, but I never got the chance, because then I had the opportunity to play football again.
Right. He's like, everyone called me a robot, and the reason they called me a robot is because I didn't get a chance to prove I was human in season two.
Right. Right. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, he's pretty old. He's not the oldest tight end. I mean, Antonio Gates is still 2 years older, but I mean, that guy's a tank, so
yeah. I just, well, the headline, you know, Jason Witten worked games for 10 of 13 Cowboys opponents next season while in the Monday Night Football booth. Like, does he just have intel on everyone? Was he, oh my god, what if he was Jerry Jones's mole this whole time for 1 year?
I mean,
they put him in there to get all the intel on the other team's game plans and then brought him back.
That's a legit conspiracy theory that I think we're probably gonna hear a lot of next year if the Cowboys win all 10 of these games.
It'll be because Jason Witten had the intel.
Yeah. And people are like, there are definitely going to be fans who are like, that's not fair. Like me.
Oh, fans are going to lose their fans. This is already like, this is, there's a storm brewing.
Yeah. My favorite thing about this was someone asked Steve Smith if he was going to unretire too. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, because I'm actually good at my job now.
Shots fired. Okay, who would you put in the booth, though? Like, what happens now? Is it just Tess and Booger?
No, I think I have a very strong suspicion that Peyton Manning will be in the booth next season.
Oh, my God.
Because he already has that Peyton Manning, what do they call it? Details or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he's already doing that with ESPN. He's always wanted a booth job. I don't know if that's true, but it seems true.
I mean,
it sounded
true
when I said it.
The nationwide commercials, like, right? The guy was trying out for something.
He loves being on camera. He likes to be funny.
Oh no, wait!
And he has the football IQ. I'm putting that in air quotes, but he has the football IQ. I don't know. I think he's going to be in the booth with Joe Tess.
I think that's true.
And Booger's going to still be on the crane or something.
You know how they do those.
I'm sorry, the crane's done. There, ESPN said they're not bringing back the crane.
That was my favorite part. I wish they'd bring back the crane. They should have rotated them. So, like, 1 week, Tess has to be in the crane.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, rotate it, like, on a spinning, like, disc. So he's rotating, like, 360 degrees in midair.
I wonder, you know how they do those, well, I guess this is mostly Fox, but they did the Tide ads sort of in-game.
Oh, God,
I wonder if
those.
They'll, like, have, if Peyton Manning's in the booth, if they'll have him singing the nationwide, like, humming it under his breath as, like, subliminal marketing.
Chicken parm, you taste so good. Yeah. That was my favorite one.
Okay, Jess, we got to talk about the NFL Combine.
Of course. My favorite week of February.
Is it?
That's not the Super
Bowl.
Is it? I mean, because it's like the Super Bowl ends and then there's no football.
Right.
Well, I guess we have the Alliance AF, but there's no football for like 3 weeks and then you get the Combine and you're like, oh, fuck, thank God.
Thank God. Football. The best part about all of this is, well, not the best part, the dumbest part is the questions that scouts ask these kids.
I like how you call them kids.
Well,
they're like 22.
You're right. Okay.
They're like
never mind.
Pretty much my age.
I guess I'm we got one more month of me in my 20s.
Oh man.
So I think
I'm
just 3 weeks into
less than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Three Sorry. Weeks.
No, it's fine. I'm excited about turning 30.
Anyways, the combine. So, yeah, this year this person that tweeted this, his name was Chase Goodbread, and I just would like to point out that this person's name is Chase Goodbread.
His name is Chase Yeetweet.
Yes, thank you.
Technically.
I mean, yeah, good bread literally means
Yeetweet.
He tweeted, cornerback Lonnie Johnson of Kentucky said that the Seahawks put him in a staring contest lasting 15, 16 seconds during his formal interview with them.
What? Why? What could you possibly have to gain from it? Okay, you go on a job interview.
Yeah.
And you sit down and the person interviewing you, the hiring manager, is just like, we're going to do a staring contest.
That's awkward. Like,
it's
no.
Awful. What's the point? What
I never liked
prove?
Staring contests. I never understood the point of staring contests.
I hated staring
They always
contests.
Made my contacts dry out, and then I was mad.
Well, there's... okay, good. No, our producers are staring at each other.
Good.
Brandon, you're not blinking.
Well,
Brandon's going to win.
They are doing a staring contest.
I'm...
Okay, so maybe people like staring contests more than we do.
Harry, did you give up? Harry gave up. Brandon, did you win?
Yes, I did.
Do you okay, so as someone who's clearly good at staring contests, do you like them?
I just like to compete.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess maybe that's it. That's it.
Okay. So you do, is it maybe
it
like
was a competitive edge thing, yeah.
Like, how much does this guy care? Is he willing to dry out his contacts for this job?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Okay. So I'm glad we worked through that one.
Great.
The other big thing, though, was that someone asked Texans cornerback Chris Boyd if he had both of his testicles.
Which is a very personal question and has nothing to do with football.
Yeah, I mean...
Are they worried he's low T?
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But yes, weird question for sure. Very personal question.
Extremely personal question. Also, what if he said no?
Right.
Did the scout think about like what the follow-up to that was? If he's no, he's like... All right. Did you just write it
well,
down?
Well, he's going to go down the draft board. This guy's going to get drafted like half of the... He's going to get drafted twice as long as...
I see where you're going.
It doesn't work.
He'll get half of the... Oh, yeah. No, it's
see?
Really hard.
I can't, you
it's really
can't,
hard.
You can't do that.
I don't know how to make that joke.
But yeah,
but that would have, you know, like the NFL and we're all so dumb that would have become the story.
Yeah. Well, it was like when someone asked Des Bryant if his mom was a prostitute in like 2010.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Why do they ask these questions? Why is this okay?
I think it's because like scouts are so weird.
The thing about the combine that always is weird is that all of these NFL scouts who you don't hear from for like 11 months of the year, 11.5 months of the year, suddenly are like the cool guys on Twitter. And
totally.
You forget their name, like probably like Chase Goodbread. I'm kidding. I don't know who Chase Goodbread is. He might not be a scout. But, you know, like they're suddenly like the cool guys. Like they know everything. They know what's going on.
This is their moment in the sun.
Yeah.
This is their Super Bowl.
It's like what you said. It's like nerd science fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is 100%. The like sports science fair where these guys go and just run experiments on people. It's so bizarre. And I understand
right.
that it's sports and like heights and weights are public things that you
yeah like, right.
But
the weird questions seem unnecessary.
Right.
You know what didn't happen yet this year, at least that I saw.
What?
We haven't seen Wonderlic test scores. Did they cancel that this year? What's going on?
Oh my God, that's such a good point.
Or maybe no one leaked them this year.
Wonderlic test 2019. I'm googling this at live Google. No, it's okay. So it says that they're coming soon.
No.
Okay. Maybe they just don't put them.
Well, they're not supposed to be public, but someone always leaks them.
Yeah, this is an entire website called Wonderlic Test Sample where I think they're actually just going to post the Wonderlic scores, which is, or maybe they're just saying that to get idiots like me to click on it.
Maybe.
But it worked. If you were a scout, what would you ask a player? Like, something that you would actually want to know?
I mean, like, normal stuff. Like, why didn't you pick up that block on this pass play? Like, I don't understand the, like, what do your parents do? Like, those questions don't matter. What's the weirdest question you've ever been asked in a job interview? If there is one.
I can't really think of a weird question. I feel like the hardest one is always like, what are you bad at? Because you just have to do this verbal dance being like, let me tell you what I'm bad at while actually telling you what I'm good at.
Yeah.
I care too much.
I hate interviews. They make me stressed out.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I've never been asked anything like super weird either. I've been asked things like, who do you hate follow on Twitter? Where I'm like,
I know who asked
how do
you that.
How do I answer that without insulting someone in the room who might be friends with that person? You know what I mean?
That is actually a really good point.
That's
like,
a
what
difficult
if you
question.
Said Charlotte Wilder?
Yeah, right? And they're like, oh, we know
like,
her.
I feel like that's
my cousin.
Right.
Like, right?
Right. No, I think that's a weird thing about it, like a very specific sports media thing where, because this world is so small and everyone knows each other and like switches jobs so much that whenever someone asks you about someone else, you have to be very, very careful.
Diplomatic. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because if you're like, oh, I love that person, they're like, that's my sworn enemy. Or if they're like, if you're like, I hate that person, they're like, that's my wife.
Right. while we're talking about the combine real quick, Adam Schefter tweeted this picture of Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray from when they did Elite 11 together.
Oh, I didn't see this.
I sent it to you. Scroll down on the page you're looking at. Kyler Murray looks like he's like, if you haven't seen this picture, I went all the way back to like 2014 on Josh Rosen's Instagram today trying to find it to show Charlotte.
I wish we could. Okay, Kyler Murray is wearing either these like capris or very long shorts.
Did you see this?
Did you guys, Brandon, check this out. Look at this picture.
Why does his shorts look so long for him? Like, he looks like he's an 8-year-old.
He looks like he's a baby. He's so small.
He actually, it's like you dressed him up to look shorter.
Yeah.
It's like they were trying to make him look shorter.
I mean, he probably was shorter at the time because he was still in high school, I think. This was in 2015.
Everyone's talking about how tall Kyler Murray is, but when did Kyler Murray grow is what I want to know.
Well, he was like 5'8 all year, and then he got to the combine. He was 5'10.
Do you think he got like cartilage injections that made him?
I don't know. The thing about when you're short, and I'm good at this because I'm short.
You're not that short.
I'm not that short. I'm short.
I don't think you're short at all.
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm shorter than.
How tall are you? Should we say how tall
no,
we are?
No. That's another thing. Everyone likes to lie about how tall they are to the point where I'm not even going to say how tall I am.
Okay.
Because it'll be a lie.
This is
so
a mystery.
It won't matter.
Oh. This is our new ongoing mystery. No one will ever know how tall you are. I love it. I tweeted how tall I am because I was making a joke, but it wasn't a funny joke. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you. Continue.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
It was
anymore.
The thing about being short, but you're not short.
Oh, the thing about being short is that you have to learn how to maximize your height so that you don't look short. Like, a way to do that is to not wear what Kyler Murray is wearing in this photo.
Which like is Nike slides and long
like
shorts.
Long capri pants. Like, for
you
example,
need to elongate
like,
the body.
You know who's not very tall?
Who?
Baker Mayfield.
That's
you
true.
Know who appears very tall?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. He's good at, like, what was the word I used?
Well, I said elongate.
No, well, he's
you said
he's
maximizing
height. His height. He's good at maximizing his height.
Maximizing height potential is a new metric in the NFL that we just invented.
Maximize your height,
and we are going to go through at some point and like rank who maximizes their height best.
Yeah,
when we remember to do that, which we'll probably forget.
We'll probably
after
never
this.
Do that, but just know that maximizing your height is an important metric.
Beautiful. Okay, here's something we got to talk about.
Yeah,
Philadelphia's bizarre Bryce Harper campaign or like celebration once they signed him.
Yeah, this is frustrating me immensely.
Okay, we'll so yes, it is. And you've talked about it a lot, and I wasn't aware of it until you actually brought it to my attention. It sort of like slipped my radar. But basically, Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies finally after 13 years, for 13
after
years.
After 13 years.
It felt like this offseason of him signing was as long as the eventual contract that he got,
yeah.
Which was 13
years. Well, can we
years.
Just talk about 13 years for a second? That's too long.
Yeah, the contract will have a bar mitzvah by the time it's up.
Oh my God, you're only the 10th sports writer to make the bar mitzvah joke.
I know.
It's okay. Do we know that
Jewish.
It's a man?
Let me have my moment. Well, see, that's what I was wondering.
The 13 years could be feminine.
That's exactly right.
What? 13 years is stupid because we'll all be dead by then. I'm just going to say it.
Well, okay, so you and I both tweeted independently of not seeing the other one when this news broke. Won't we be dead in 13 years?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's why the podcast works.
Well, it's February and it's been cold for a really long time and seasonal affective disorder is kicking in. And I hear something like 13 years and I'm like, 13 years?
We're not going to make it.
We're not going to make it through freaking February. So
I feel dead already. So
anyways, the point is the Phillies are now like trying to like jump on everyone's throats and like dance on every other MLB team's graves about having signed Bryce Harper. And so if you go to the Phillies website, MLB.com/Phillies, mm-hmm. you get a 10-second pop-up ad that's like, we got him, with this like weird campaign slogan-esque photo Bryce Harper.
It looks like someone did it in MS Paint.
No, it's like a nice thing.
It looks like someone washed out the background.
It's too like, yeah. Like
with an eraser on
it's
MS
weird.
Paint.
It's weird. Just the picture, like, it's weird. He's like looking off, like up into the distance.
You're right. It
you
does
know?
Look like it's his candidacy, his photo running for office.
Right.
In Philadelphia with the Phillies hat on.
But they have it on like billboards. They have it at like bus stops. They have it. If you go to their Instagram, they've tweeted like 7 Bryce Harper posts in the last 3 days or something like that, at least. And I looked at the Padres and they've done the same thing with Machado. So it's not like this is just what baseball teams do.
Right.
Granted.
Well, also, there are only like 4 baseball players with star power attached to their names now. So if you get one of them, you're
right.
Like,
well, that's,
we're going to capitalize on this.
That's what they're doing. And it's annoying because I'm like, no one even wanted him that bad. Like,
well, so that's the thing. So some teams did want him, But Philly was the only team that gave him what he wanted, so it's not really that big of a brag. Like, right. If another team had wanted him as badly as Philadelphia did, mind you, this is the team that in the beginning of the offseason said, we're willing to spend money and maybe be a little stupid about it. And I'm like, well, you are. So 13-year, Harper's going to be, what, 30? He's 26 now. He'll be 39.
Oh, I did that math really good.
That was really great.
Yeah, I'm bad at adding
math. So am I. I'm terrible. Horrible
especially
math.
Multiples of more than 10.
That's why
you work in a job where numbers don't matter, right? Just like sports. Yeah. Numbers, none of it matters.
No, sabermetrics. Bullshit. Sorry, I'm not an anti-stats person. I just can't do them. but the thing is that this was not, the other teams could have had him.
Well, like I, as a Cubs fan, I was like,
speak to it.
I entertained the idea of Bryce Harper for the last like year and a half.
How'd you feel?
I was like, oh, I'd love Bryce Harper. When I found out that the asking price was like over $300 million, mm-hmm. I was like, no, that's okay.
Not worth it.
That's why I'm like, this like whole we got him thing. I'm like, right. Well, like,
it's when you see a great pair of shoes them. And you're like, you know what? I would love to own those. And then you see that they're like $565 and you're like, who the hell would buy those shoes?
Right. Right. But then someone else gets them and you're like, good for them. Right. They can have them.
You're like, they look nice.
Yeah, they can have them. I have my $560 whatever dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they Instagram their shoes 7 times and you're like, okay, we get it. You have the shoes. They're nice. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Which is, if you are in Harper's position,
yes,
where would you have gone? Because you could have gone to the
Not
Dodgers.
Philadelphia.
You could have gone to LA. You could have gone to San Francisco. Or you could have been chained to Philadelphia for 13
okay,
years.
Okay, here's the thing. We're not trying to shit all over the city of Philadelphia.
No, I like Philly
I've
a lot.
Never been to Philadelphia. Our best friend is Gritty.
It's true.
We have warm feelings, warm and fuzzy feelings towards Philadelphia. The thing is, if I was getting paid that much money and could go anywhere, I would go somewhere warm mm-hmm. and not Philadelphia. Like, I would go to Miami, maybe. I mean, I know their team sucks.
I would have.
You live in Miami.
But also, like, you had a pretty sweet offer from LA. I'd probably go to LA.
Yeah, LA's fine. Like, I'd go maybe. I mean, LA's just far away from everything.
See, that's the problem.
Like, it's. I mean, except for other people
but
in LA.
If I had millions and millions of dollars, right. I could just move
private jet.
All my friends and family
oh,
out there.
Oh, that's true, too.
I'd be like, you know what? We're going to LA.
Yeah, I'm definitely going. On. I'm definitely going, like, Miami Beach. Gonna get a house down the street from D Wade and, like, party.
You could just resurrect the Marlins.
Yeah, pretty
yeah.
much.
All right, sold. Bryce Harper should have gone to the Marlins.
Or the Dodgers, I guess.
Yeah. All right. I guess continuing our baseball theme here.
Yeah.
We got to talk about how Brandon Nimmo ate raw chicken.
Yeah.
The Mets. He plays outfield, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays outfield.
Might play infield. I don't really know what he does.
Whatever. He's a baseball
player. I've been to one Mets game in the last few years that I've lived in New York.
I've never been to a Mets game in the Mets.
I only went because they were playing the Cubs.
Terrible. Oh, that's fun. Can we go this year?
Yeah. I mean, you have to take the subway there. It's far.
Okay, that's true.
Well, like, not. I mean, yes, you have to take the subway most places in New York, but
I
you have
see
to take it,
mean.
Like, all the way to, like, the airport.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't really love that. All right. We'll watch it on TV. So, Brandon Nimmo, back to the point. He cooked chicken.
Yeah.
And took a picture of it. And this is a dude who thinks that chicken is like steak and you should cook it. Like, how would you like your
medium
chicken,
rare.
Sir? Medium rare.
So he took, this is a tweet that a reporter tweeted. He took a picture of the meal he cooked and sent it to his wife because he was proud of it. Hashtag Mets. That's the best part of the tweet. Hashtag Mets. Another tweet says, he only lost, Nimmo, quote, only lost 4 pounds after the stomach bug debacle. He didn't have a digital meat thermometer, but the chicken was white. Thought he cooked it all the way through. Hashtag
no, he.
Mets.
But you look at the picture, and I—that is raw chicken. Anyone? How can
no?
You
there
be?
Wasn't a picture, was there?
I thought. Okay. Either I saw a picture of someone else, like either someone tricked me,
someone
like a fake Woj with a chicken picture, or oh my god,
I think you got tricked.
I thought
think,
we saw the picture.
No,
that he
I don't
sent his
think
wife.
So.
Oh my god, I hate the internet. I can't believe I got by fake chicken news.
You did. But
Brandon, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Can you cook? Are you a good cook?
Very decent.
Okay.
Very decent.
So
I don't do anything past eggs. Okay. And fry some chicken.
Do you know how to cook? Do you know that chicken shouldn't be raw? Oh my God, Brandon doesn't.
Okay, this is the thing. All Brandons can't cook. No.
No, I was going to say, no, it's not supposed to be raw.
Okay. But I feel like we teed you up for that. How do I know we didn't? How do you know you didn't just learn that on the podcast?
No, it's not supposed to be raw. Okay. You're actually supposed to let it thaw out, and then you're supposed to clean it. And then after you clean it, you know, you put your little herbs and spices, you know, let it marinate, and then, you know, cook it any way how you like.
Hmm. Until it's 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
With a meat thermometer.
On a meat thermometer. I don't cook myself chicken generally because I don't have a meat thermometer either. Mm-hmm. And like, there's no point risking it because I don't want to get myself sick.
Okay, fair.
That's some self-sabotage that I'm not willing to partake in.
Right. Like, the world is already out to get you. Why would you try to get yourself by cooking chicken?
Is the world out to get me?
Well, I just feel like,
It is.
I feel like we're all just trying to fight the good fight.
There's recalls constantly for different things.
Yeah, I don't eat romaine anymore at
right?
all.
I haven't had romaine since fucking November, okay?
I had sushi on Sunday night before we had a shoot on Monday, and I was like, I'm gonna get food poisoning.
Oh no, Charlotte.
I didn't.
I know.
But I thought about it.
That's the thing, though. The food safety rules in this country are very relaxed, and I feel like you could eat... I'm getting, like, eyes from our producers like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Look it up. I feel like you can eat anything at any point that will give you food poisoning. So
for
why would I cook something for myself?
We are, you know, every time you eat, it's like Russian roulette.
I feel like we sound...
Paranoid?
Paranoid.
Oh, we are, though.
Super paranoid.
We've become so paranoid.
Just a food poisoning.
Jess, we've recorded messages from the grave before we go on flights. Like, we are a paranoid podcast.
I think...
My feeling about chicken?
You should have to pay for my therapy. Anyways, continue.
You can just come with me. You can just come to my guy with me. I'll be like, listen, we got a new one.
Couples therapy.
Here's... That would be a great podcast episode. No one wants that. The way that I deal with chicken is I just cook the shit out of it.
That's the thing.
I cook it forever.
But it's chicken is the one thing where if you overcook it, it's bad. It loses.
No.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I feel like, first of all, I feel like there are other things you can overcook that can be bad. But.
Well, true.
I do agree with you. So there is a, I see what you're saying. There's a sweet spot.
Chicken is difficult because if it's undercooked, you fucking die. Mm-hmm. And if it's overcooked, it tastes like cardboard. Steak, you can
undercook.
You can't really undercook it because it's steak. But if you overcook it, it's still steak.
We still need to go get a steak dinner sometime.
Yeah. What does this have to do with the Mets, Charlotte?
I'm so hungry right now. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, here's my main question about this. Should we bring back home ec? Should we teach cooking in schools?
Absolutely. Right. And digital meat thermometers should be...
Easier
to attain and all work, because sometimes you get them and they don't even fucking work.
That's true.
Here's the other thing about Brandon Nimmo. Now the Mets are claiming that he didn't even get food poisoning.
Oh, yeah. They say there's an article in the New York Post, which, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Brandon Nimmo, it said they just had a stomach virus. Mm. And I was like, here's my question. Oh, they did a culture on they did a culture and it came back that he had a stomach.
They did a culture of his.
A culture performed by the Mets medical staff revealed the outfielder had a virus.
That means that they took a
That's not
sample
true.
Of his
oh
poop. This is TMI.
I shouldn't find this as funny as I do. It was the Mets. How are we supposed to? It's coming from inside the house.
What
you
do
know?
You mean?
I mean, like, maybe they just want to make Nimmo seem like less of an idiot.
Well, that's true. I don't know, but why would they?
Am I going
why would
full
they say
conspiracy theory?
Why would they want to say it's a virus? Because then didn't their whole team already get hand, foot, and mouth disease this year? Like, they don't want to be the team where everyone goes and gets fucking sick.
They do, though.
It's better for them if it's food poisoning, I think.
I agree.
Because then they can just be like, haha, look at this quirky guy, Brandon Nimmo. And then they can do like an in-game video board thing where they're
for
like,
sure.
We're teaching Brandon Nimmo how to properly, safely cook chicken.
God, that's
See,
so true.
I should work for a PR department.
Oh my God, I'm I'm just like in awe right now. Yeah.
Anyways, it's not that I relate, but I can empathize with a 25-year-old who might not
know how to cook chicken.
When he doesn't have a digital meat thermometer.
That's true. I still agree with you that the best part of this whole thing is that they put a hashtag Mets on the tweet. That's so
well,
funny.
The reporters did that.
Yeah, that's really good.
But it's very hashtag Mets.
All right, last news item we got to talk about is LeBron James caring more about dancing than basketball.
Oh my God. Okay, Skip Bayless.
Mike Francesa over here.
Skip Wilder.
Skip
Wilder. That's a good name.
Skip Wilder would be good.
If you had a child or an animal pet, you should name it Skip.
I like that. Child or pet. Skip.
It's a good name either way.
Yeah. So LeBron posted an Instagram story where he's dancing.
He posts a lot of Instagram stories exactly. when he's dancing.
And everyone was I was kidding earlier about saying like I'm completely kidding. I think we know.
Okay. Hopefully.
Good. I'm not like a, you know, if you have time to celebrate, you're not using all of your energy to score a touchdown guy. Mm. So I'm not if you have time to dance, you don't care about your basketball team guy.
Well, maybe if you have time to do a lot of the other things LeBron's doing.
Like what?
Like his TV show, his movies.
Yeah, LeBron doesn't give a shit anymore. He's like, you know what? Thank you, Lakers, for getting me to LA.
Here's the thing about LeBron that I'm not very happy with.
Talk to him.
First of all, I think it's funny that the Lakers are probably going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, they're 5.5 games out and like time's running out.
Yeah, that to me is kind of just funny.
I agree.
But the thing that I'm not happy with is this: he's gotten now in the middle of this whole fucking Antonio Brown Steelers thing in a way that
because of his show on HBO,
The Shop or whatever.
Did you watch that?
No, because I would have like thrown my fucking laptop out the window.
Yeah,
I just need everyone to just be a little bit less dramatic for 5 minutes. Like Antonio Brown already, he did like the ESPN interview. He did the LeBron thing, and like no one else on the Steelers is talking. So right now, all the information about Antonio Brown that we have is from Antonio Brown, and like of course on LeBron's show and like Jeff Darlington's interview, like
right. They're
not gonna like. I mean, maybe I didn't watch the ESPN interview. Full disclosure,
I haven't watched it.
I didn't watch The Shop either. Full disclosure, but like LeBron's not gonna challenge him and be like. Oh, like, well,
what if you have any part to play?
Right. Like, you know what I mean? It's not, it's just like Antonio Brown goes fucking like talks for 30 minutes and then.
I know.
No, like there's no, I know. I don't know. And it's annoying to me because now the Steelers aren't even going to first round pick for him.
I know. I'm sorry.
And you know, I like Antonio Brown.
I know you do. That's why this is like this. When you talk about the Antonio Brown stuff, I think I take it as more legit than a random Steelers fan. You know, turning on him completely because you've always really liked him.
Yeah.
And you wanted things to work out.
I don't want him to go on the Raiders and like lose 10 games next season better than that. But yeah. That's what's going to happen. Like he could get traded right now. And this is all LeBron's fault.
Should I Google it? Is Antonio Brown on the Raiders?
Is Antonio Brown traded yet? No, I think I would have gotten like 17 text messages if that happened.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, no, he's still hanging out. Anyway.
All of this is to say, if LeBron was focused on the Lakers and making the playoffs, Antonio
Brown wouldn't
have
time to talk to Antonio Brown.
Right.
Which is more of what you care about. It reminded me of LeBron's dancing. What is he? I got this wrong. I said yesterday, I was like, it reminded me of the Is This My Life Instagram story he posted. What is it actually?
I can't believe this is my life.
He's
like smiling through it all. I can't believe this is my life.
Yeah. It reminded me of a slightly sadder version of that because his team's going to miss the playoffs, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have many thoughts about the Lakers. I don't care.
Here's the thing about basketball, especially the Western Conference.
What's the thing about basketball?
Those games start at like 10 o'clock at night. That's past my bedtime.
Totally.
I don't have time for that. I'll watch the clips on Twitter the next morning.
Same.
I'll watch LeBron watching the little ball roll down the court.
Oh, my God.
And then take a very long 3-point shot and miss it. I will watch that, but I'm not staying up till midnight to watch the end of a fucking Lakers.
Well, you know
Bucks
that it's all
going to
be on Twitter anyway.
Right.
Like, why should I waste my sleep?
Therein lies the problem with the NBA.
There it is. We solved it. If everything were in East Coast time, this would be an NBA podcast. I'm kidding.
Well.
Should we do some segments?
Yeah,
should we
do some
unprotected segs?
Let's do it.
All right. Update. We just spoke to producer Harry, and he says that the U.S. actually has some of the strictest food safety laws.
It might be strict. It doesn't mean that it's infallible.
That's what I'm saying.
Stay paranoid, folks. I hear you, but I'm still paranoid about chicken.
I'm going to do some food safety research and next week come back with a
thesis. Next week's AgroFacts.
Yeah, perfect. Great. All right. Unprotected segs. Today we have some personal news. We call my mom, Deb. We have AgroFacts. Is it sports? Is it canceled? Underrated? And a hot new seg right off the presses.
Dad Wars.
So my personal news, is not terribly exciting for most people, but for me, this was a huge event in my life. I went to Costco for the first time.
You've never been to Costco before?
I've been once when I was very little with my dad, and we walked in, and then we walked out because we were like, I don't think this is for us. Because we, they're only, I'm an only child. There were only three of us, so buying in bulk didn't make a ton of sense.
I mean, it doesn't make sense for probably 99% of the people that go to Costco, but yeah, it's the American way.
Well, it really didn't make sense for me because I live alone. But I went ham at Costco.
What?
I bought a huge thing of toilet paper, a huge thing of paper towels. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sick.
Sorry.
Speaking of food huge poisoning. Tray of cheese.
Cheese.
Which I have been eating my way through. I should not be allowed to go to Costco, Jess. I am eating so much cheese that I didn't need, although I did get a ton of Polar Seltzer. And it just, it changed the way I think about everything. Because now I have an incredible peace of mind. I'm not going to run out of paper towels anytime soon.
Yeah.
And it just, it was like my eyes had been opened. I bought guava juice. Why?
Wow.
I went with my cousin Andrew.
That's the thing about Costco. You kind of just like see these things that you're not, you don't need, but they... they are presented to you in a way in which you need them desperately.
I forgot to tell you this. I bought a ton. Oh, no, I did tell you this. Sorry. I bought a ton of socks.
Oh, my God.
They match
Charlotte.
Now. Well, you know, my like I never, I don't own matching socks.
It drives me insane.
I think I bought 20 pairs of socks that match, and they're all the same color.
Within the next 4 days, you'll
look
unmatch your socks again.
Do you see this?
Yeah, she's wearing matching socks, folks.
Anyway, that's my personal.
My favorite thing about Costco, other than the free samples and everything, is the alcohol aisle.
Oh.
Best deals. Best.
So
the Kirkland brand vodka is like basically Grey Goose.
Yeah. No, that's true. Kirkland brand wine, it's really good wine just with Kirkland labels on it.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Costco sometime?
Yes.
Should
please.
We take a recorder? Should we record our trip to Costco?
If they're going
to
pay us for it, I'm down.
Costco
sounds like some pretty.
Do
we're already
sponsors?
Giving them pretty good advertising.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
True. That's a good point. The thing about the one in Industry, I'm like, damn,
not to be
I
a
sold
Debbie
out. The thing about the one in Industry City in Brooklyn, I think that's in Brooklyn still.
I don't know where that is.
Well, it's like by
I've
the.
I've never been to Brooklyn.
Yes, you
I'm
have.
I'm just kidding.
You're such
I've been
a liar.
To the airport a few times.
Okay,
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
is that the alcohol store?
Yeah, separate.
What is that called? A liquor store. The alcohol store. It's next to
it's
it.
It's separate because it's New York. Yep. Yeah, that's stupid.
So you don't get the same
it's a classic deals. New York, Pennsylvania bullshit.
Yeah, it's garbage. Anyway, that's my... Do you have any personal news?
No.
Okay.
I'll plug your show right now.
Oh,
the
thank
season
you.
Two of The Wilder Project is back on the 6th of March tomorrow if you're listening to this on Tuesday, today if you're listening to this on Wednesday, and yesterday if you're listening... I'm just kidding. But it's back on SITV, so you should subscribe and watch the first episode. It's really good.
Yes, I am super psyched about this. The segment of In the Field was Jeff Fisher teaching me how to fly fish. Guest was Kay Adams from Good Morning Football, and it was super fun. And you
subscribe
guys,
and watch the episode.
Yeah. I had a total blast.
I feel like we're at summer camp. I had such a blast. I'm so psyched about
my
it.
My Summer Essay by Charlotte Wilder.
Haggis. Let's call Deb.
Okay. Let's call my mom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Char.
Hi.
Oh, I got the first hi.
You did.
Suck it.
You're the new favorite daughter.
Yeah, there it is. you won in sports.
You won. Did you guys get a ton of snow in Boston? I
we
saw
got,
a picture.
It looked like it was more than a foot. It was enormous.
Brutal.
It was just, and it just dumped. What?
Well, okay, so this week we have a question for you, which is a specific mom question, because yesterday... Gavin Ooh. Purcell, who is a producer that Jess and I actually worked briefly with
at
SB Nation.
Oh.
He tweeted out, if your mom, what was the exact wording?
Your mom's running for president, what's her 2020 campaign slogan?
Yeah, and everyone was quoting it with, you know, like, be nice to your friends, or like call me when you get there.
Yeah, like, tip, like quintessential
classic mom stuff. And I looked at it and I was like, I don't think my mom has ever said like a classic mom line. I was like, you're I have no idea.
Deb's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
She's good. Exactly. So what would your
a
slogan
new breed.
Be?
Right. Well, yeah. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That one's taken by Lil Jon. You have to pick a new one.
Yeah, you need a new one.
Sorry.
Okay, so if I were running for president, I would have other slogans if I were running for other things, which I would like to tell you. But if I were running for president, you know what just came into my head?
What?
It's terrible. Vote that fucker out of office.
You're a legend. That's just, you're incredible. That's, I mean, honestly, I would vote for you based on that alone.
I, as you know, I don't use words like that.
I did not hear those words coming out of your mouth today.
I mean,
yeah, I didn't say that.
I've seen you in the car, though. I've seen you driving,
Yeah.
You know, which is a whole other story. What would you run for, though? You said
I could run for all sorts of things. I was thinking that if I was running to be the boss of the household, or if I was running to be a select person, or if I was, say, running to be mayor, my slogan would just be, or sort of roads commissioner even. Yeah.
Roads commissioner.
I could see you crushing it at roads commissioner.
Don't you think?
Yeah, okay.
I thought it could be my way or the highway.
Oh.
Oh.
There you go.
That's a good one.
See? And everybody would vote for me.
They would. I mean, everyone would.
You know, it could be something like convert to hovercraft.
You always haven't had the technology yet, Deb.
I know, that's the problem. But my mom, my entire life, has been obsessed with hovercrafts, for anyone listening. It's a thing. You've always just loved them. But they're
be a great way. They're not even real, but it would be a great way to get rid of roads. That's what I'm thinking. And all that paving.
It could all be grass. You know,
It could all be grass, and you could just gently land your hovercraft.
CO2 pollution, too.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know how we can top that. So,
If I were running for NFL commissioner, I would use the same slogan. I'm just kidding. Raj, if you're listening, that was a joke.
Yeah, well, we've got to be careful about the NFL because we do have a shadow commissioner, and that's just way too literal. So we've got to...
It's true. And I think pissing off the NFL is worse than pissing off the U.S. government. I think they take swifter.
Yeah, so let's cut that.
Ooh, yeah, okay. We're going to.
They're a dictatorship. They're autocrats.
I do want to go to the Super Bowl next year.
They can make you disappear so fast it's not even funny.
It's true.
It's like those deflated balls.
You know? We see it happen all the time.
We really do. All right.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think we can top that with anything else. So we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. But I do want you to think about something for next time.
Yeah. Mm.
The difference between sports and art.
Okay.
Is there one?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. We'll tease that for next time.
We'll think about
that. I'll leave you with one last slogan.
Homework.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I were running for mayor, I could also run under repeal leash laws.
Oh, are you a libertarian dog walker?
Nope.
Repeal leash laws?
Absolutely. Yeah, but I think I could get a lot of votes that way. And what do we want? Do we want convictions or do we want votes?
Wow, you're scaring me now.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. Someone should call you to be their political operative.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I love you both.
We love you.
Bye, Deb.
Bye.
Bye.
Jess, I don't know if I've ever been so excited about an aggro fact.
Oh my gosh, please share.
Okay, so we were last night as we were planning this.
Yeah.
I was looking up Pennsylvania agriculture facts.
Why Pennsylvania?
Well, because I had been thinking about Bryce Harper signing, and I was like, what kind of agriculture does Pennsylvania have?
Mm.
And then I remembered that someone once told me they have a lot of mushroom farms there.
Really?
Yeah. My friend used to play when he was on the soccer team at Colby, and he played in, he grew up in Pennsylvania. And I remember him telling me there was a mushroom farm next to one of the fields I always played with, and it smelled terrible. Because it was just all the mushrooms.
Mushrooms kind of like smell like shit, right?
Yeah. I think they grow in shit.
Why pigs sniff out truffles, right?
I believe that.
I feel like that
Fun fact.
Oh, Brandon.
Mushrooms are help grown by horse manure.
So there you have it.
So that's why, thank you for that. So
okay, this is why we have a producer now.
Exactly. We're like, someone's got
the food poisoning facts and the mushroom manure facts.
So yeah, so I remember that. So then I Googled Pennsylvania mushrooms and I found the most incredible website I've ever been to. It's www.pamushrooms.com.
Oh, I thought that said Pam Ushrooms. Okay. No. I get it now.
Okay. So it's the Mushroom Farmers of Pennsylvania. And the owner of Bella Mushrooms Farms and Buona Foods, Pete Ferranto, there's a picture of this guy. Like, the first thing you see when you open up this mushroom website is not a picture of a mushroom. It's a picture of a guy. Doesn't even have a mushroom haircut.
He has a mushroom on a shirt. Three mushrooms on a shirt.
That's true. He's a third.
Looks like a chef's hat. Like it a does. Pizza
it does. He's a third generation mushroom farmer. And the quote is, "I've always been drawn to growing. I'm a hands-on type of person, .. And I still get a kick and thrill out of a great crop."
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
That is great. Wow. The mushroom farming community in Pennsylvania seems incredible.
Robust? Supportive? Yeah. Look at all this. We've got the Mushroom Farmers of Pennsylvania history. Learn
there are
our history.
68 mushroom farms in the state, and they produce 63% of all U.S. white mushrooms, valued at $554.4 million. Wow.
Stop it. Where do you see that? I missed that part of the website.
It's on the website. Sure.
So look, we can learn about farming if you click this tab, which I'm just click the life of a mushroom. It all starts in a laboratory.
Okay. So the moral of the story is Bryce Harper is about to be up to his fucking ears in shrooms.
Wait.
Mushrooms.
I just put it all together.
What?
He had a mushroom cut. I once wrote a blog post in 2016 called Bryce Harper's Hair Looks Like a Mushroom. I swear to God.
Charlotte, I believe you.
You're like, you don't have to convince me.
Charlotte's like, no, let me show you the blog. He had a mushroom cut.
Bryce Harper looks like a mushroom. Google
okay,
it.
Okay, I don't have to see it. I can picture it. I can picture it.
Here it is.
Okay, fine. Show me. Show me the mushroom cut.
Look.
Okay. Oh, ew.
Right?
He does look,
he does look like
looks
a mushroom.
Like, he looks exactly like him. Like,
thank you.
I want to fucking cut the little gills off, roast that baby, sprinkle some balsamic vinegar and some mozzarella on it.
Exactly.
That is a juicy ass mushroom.
So this is why it all makes sense. Wow.
Wow.
It all comes full circle.
That's amazing. Well, that's what you learn in AgroFacts every week.
Exactly. I think AgroFacts are most informative. I think we're doing the community a service.
You know what? When we rode on the Wienermobile last week, our dear friend Katie told us that her dad's a farmer and she loves AgroFacts.
Shout out Mr. Lowry.
Because of her dad, the farmer. So we're going to keep doing AgroFacts whether you guys like it or not.
Hey, Katie, can we call your dad sometime?
Oh my God, Charlotte.
Just say, I mean, that sounded sketchier.
Oh my God. Okay, let's move on.
All right, is it sports?
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
You've been really excited about this. Take it away.
Yeah, so Johnny Manziel's wife ran... if you didn't hear, Johnny Manziel got cut from the Montreal Alouettes. And in doing so, I think people somehow found that this Instagram post that his wife posted about a half marathon that she ran, in which she said that she ran in less than 2 hours, which is pretty impressive. That's like a nine minute per mile race. And then actually people...
They started looking at her splits,
like runners'
right?
blogs do this. Like they're very, very, they're like watchdogs of the running world. Like they will investigate cheaters to keep the sport, you know.
Yeah. You got to keep it pure.
Keep everyone.
Keep it simple. Keep it safe.
What?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of like a line from Lord of the Rings, but keep it secret, keep it safe.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Anyways, so she ran the first 6 miles in an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
So that's 14 minutes per mile. But then they didn't post a split at the 11-mile marker, but then they finished 27 minutes later. So apparently she ran the final 6.7 miles in 26 minutes, which would have meant she ran a 4-minute mile.
Okay.
So, and the women's world record is 4.42 seconds.
So she would have run record-setting miles.
Basically, she and the person she was running with cheated and cut the second loop. Like, they were supposed to go around a loop and then finish. And instead of going around the loop again, they just finished.
Okay, right. So, and that's why the split recorded at the...
Right. Well, yeah.
Right, right, right.
So anyways, people called her out. She posted this super long Instagram story about
it. Oh, did she really? I didn't
see
that.
Yeah, she's saying how sad and pathetic that people even try to
No.
Sorry, this font's really small. I feel old. Okay, sorry. It's how sad and pathetic that people even try to make these types of accusations. First of all, I didn't check in. We drove straight on blah, 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 blah. Like all this, this is a joke. We're there to help host and build awareness. This is for charity people, like all this stuff. Four, I have an awful knee injury. I was so proud of us for finishing, and I did not cheat. Like, she keeps basically...
She is not helping her cause. First of all, if you get found out... There's no physical way that you did this. You got to be like, yeah, but it was
right.
for charity.
You
got
to own up to
so.
It. Right. But anyway, she just like kept denying that she cheated. So the funny part is a person from this like marathon investigation thing, there was a person who was running alongside this woman who was one of the pacers. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, she didn't finish the second loop. Like, I know it was her because she was wearing a hot pink leggings and a hot pink sports bra, and she's also like an Instagram model. So like, I don't know if you've ever been to like a half marathon or a marathon. Like, most of the people there are like runners, and they're people who don't really care about what they look like when they're running. They just want to like.
I have never seen a serious runner wear a hot pink.
And that's not to say that they can't
or
that they shouldn't.
It's just like
it's uncommon.
You notice.
It's uncommon.
You notice.
Right. So if you wear that, people will notice you, and so when you. Skip the last like 4 miles of your race, like
they're like, where'd the hot pink lady go?
Right. And she was also running with another woman who was in
also
like,
wearing hot
a
pink.
Hot pink outfit.
What so, would you wear if you were gonna cheat in a marathon? What would you wear?
Camouflage.
Yes,
obviously.
Yes, the only answer. You nailed that.
But anyway, so this all the running blogs had a field day with this thing. It's just a really funny story, and it I cannot stress this enough. Mm-hmm. If you're going to cheat at a marathon or a half marathon, yes, it is sports. Because you have to plan that shit out. There's deliberate. You have to make a deliberate attempt to circumvent all of the fail-safe.
Oh yeah. It's
watchdog things.
It's extremely entertaining to watch. You can definitely write about it on a sports website.
Oh yeah, well of course.
Like it checks all of the sports boxes.
Yeah.
It's almost more. No, I'm not going to say that. Sorry. I almost blasphemed the running community, and I don't ever
say it. But I mean, we'll say it, and we'll know that you didn't mean it.
I almost said it's almost more sports than running a half marathon itself, but that felt really, really rude.
Right.
And now I've said it.
Right. Also, like, a half marathon, like, that's an accomplishment. But if you're already going to run, like, the 8 miles or whatever, like, just run the next five. Like,
I know.
Or whatever.
And
I can't
do
math.
That's why I wouldn't.
Four,
is that?
Five. Seven?
Four,
seven.
Seven.
Eight. What's 13
What's
minus
15
eight?
Minus eight?
15.
13.
Wait. Half marathon's 13. Five is right. Okay. Our producer is telling me that I did the math right. Wait, yeah, because 8 plus 2 is 10. Okay.
Oh.
I went to Notre Dame.
Here is a thing that we have to talk about.
What?
Math and time are hard.
Yeah.
This
they're
is a thing
sports.
We learned. We forgot to talk about this when you came back from South Africa. First of all, I never knew what time it was when you were there.
Same.
Because
ever.
Of the time difference. Because
they have a 24-hour clock, and that's...
And so when we were talking about what time it was, we had a whole conversation where I was like, look, Jess, I never knew what time it was when you were there because I can't do math. And you were like, right, well, I had a hard time because of the 24-hour clock. So you see it's 22:05. You have no idea what time it is.
Literally, what time is that?
What time is 22:05?
See, like, when it's like 14 o'clock, I get that because that's 2. That's easy. Easy math.
I had to think
14
about
minus 12
like,
is 2.
I was like, it's
when
4.
We get to like 2040, I'm so lost.
What's 20? Hold on. Let me try to do this. 2040. Is that 6:40?
No. 20 minus 12 is 8.
8
plus the 40. So it's 8:40.
8:40.
But that's hard to do.
Clearly. I mean, I was really trying.
Just now when I said it, it seemed pretty fucking simple. But it's hard. Trust me. The other thing about the time and math that's hard, and this isn't time actually, it's just math. The currency in South Africa is the rand.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the rand is like multiples of 14.
13.85. Last we looked it up.
Thank you.
Which is even harder.
So basically, 14 rand is a dollar. So if something was 200 rand, like 200 divided by 14 was the dollar amount. What the? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
Multiplication tables end at 12.
Multiplication tables end at 11, because 11 times 9 is 99, and that's
right,
where
but
I
technically
quit.
You're supposed... Same. Obviously, same. But like,
what's
you were
12 times
8? No idea.
Thank you.
But
so
you were
11.
Supposed to know that.
No, I never was supposed to know that.
Really?
This is what happens when you haven't done math since calculus freshman year of college.
Oh, I didn't even take math.
You can't subtract 12.
Do you want to know what I did to get
around using a calculator?
It's true. You want to know what I did to get around the math requirement at Colby?
You became a poetry major.
Well, yes, but I had to take one math class. I took logic.
That's not math.
Yes, somehow it
that
checked the
doesn't
box.
Check out.
Well, talk to the dean.
We made ourselves sound very stupid just now. I would like to iterate that when I have a calculator, I can do all the math in the world.
I would like to iterate that I probably can't, but we're still very smart.
Okay.
Quick, is it canceled? Fences.
Fences are canceled?
Yeah, because Colton on The Bachelor last night, I didn't watch this, but it was a whole thing. He jumped a fence.
Okay. I've seen a lot of tweets about this. Can we cancel...
The Bachelor?
The Bachelor. Like, can ABC cancel
The ABC
Bachelor?
Can ABC cancel The Bachelor? I'm over
it. I'm not mad at you or judging you if you watch The Bachelor, but I have never watched The Bachelor, and all I see is every Monday night people tweeting about The Bachelor, mm-hmm. and I feel like through osmosis now I know what's going on, and I'm mad about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
I think that's totally fair. I'm completely over The Bachelor because I recapped it for 3 seasons, and I actually think that that's why I can't do math. I think it made my IQ drop.
Oh, man. Scathing.
It got so mindless. But like, I really enjoyed writing about it for a little while, and then by the last season, the tropes and the themes and everything's the same. And that's why this was such a big deal, because Colton takes off his microphone and really just basically says, fuck you to the producers, and walks off the set, hops a fence and leaves the set. And it left everybody hanging.
Was that the end of the show?
That was the end of the episode. And he did everything. He said he told Cassie he loved her, even though there were two girls left. She's a girl.
All I know about The Bachelor this season is that I think he used to play football.
He did. Yeah. And he's a virgin.
So,
and this episode was supposed to be the sex episode, and we didn't even get that.
Oh, man.
I know. Well, but he did jump the fence.
I get why people watch The Bachelor. It's like the same reason I watch Chopped.
Yeah.
It's because it's like kind of like good mindless entertainment. Yeah. So I'm not judging if you like The Bachelor. I'm just saying.
You're not a Bachelor guy.
I'm not a Bachelor
That's
guy.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I used to be a Bachelor guy, and then I watched too much of it.
Right. Now you're burnt out.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
we're canceling.
The Bachelor's canceled.
Real quick, underrated for you guys, Twizzlers and Honeydew Melon. Don't have much to say about those.
Okay. No. These things are not underrated. These are both terrible things.
Whoa.
Who gets to decide what's underrated?
Well, I dropped it there, and you didn't say anything in the Google Doc, so I assumed it was okay.
Well, because I wanted to have this argument face-to-face.
Oh,
like a man.
You!
Honeydew Melon sucks, Charlotte.
I like
it's
Honeydew
the worst melon.
I think it gets a bad rap. Why is it bad?
Honeydew Melon...
Why is Honeydew Melon worse?
Tastes like... Okay, here's the thing. A good, ripe, juicy Honeydew Melon is good. It's not the best.
Okay.
It's not as good as a nice, juicy, ripe cantaloupe or... any type of juicy, ripe watermelon.
Okay.
But it's okay. The thing about honeydew is that people serve it all year round for some reason.
It's fruit filler.
Yes.
It is fruit filler.
Okay, thank you. And you're saying it's underrated.
Well, because I don't think it's as... Okay, maybe it's not underrated. Maybe the segment that I'm thinking of in my head that doesn't exist is not quite as bad as everyone says it is. I think I confused underrated. I do like Twizzlers a lot.
Okay, I like the Twizzlers that you can peel.
The pull and peel?
The pull and peel ones. The other regular Twizzlers don't do it for me.
No, those are fun. If you can bite each end off and use it as a straw.
Do you actually do that? Have you ever done that?
Yes. Are you kidding? Do you know me? Of course
I've
done
that. What do you drink out of the Twizzler
lemonade,
straw?
Lemonade, and then it turns into strawberry lemonade.
When is the last time you actually drank lemonade with a Twizzler straw, Charlotte? Do not say summer camp in Maine when you were nine, because
okay?
That doesn't count.
I went through a phase where I used to buy a lot of Twizzlers. And I would do this, and it's a very fond memory. So
okay, try that again now in your 20s.
You know what?
I was going to say late 20s.
I know you.
And
it's true. Jess, we
your
have
latest,
3 weeks left.
Your latest 20s.
For every episode until my birthday.
There's like one episode before your birthday.
I'm going to make you tell me that I'm in my 20s still.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do? This week, I'm going to try this. I'm going to report back.
What? The Twizzler lemonade thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you try it.
I don't want that. That sounds like sugar bullshit crap. I don't like my teeth. I don't need that in my life.
Okay. Okay.
I am a chocolate person and I'm not a sugar or candy person.
Okay. Well, then you're
Twizzlers
never going to agree with me.
Honeydew is objectively, if you give me a cup of fruit and there is even one cube of honeydew in it, it's not worth whatever you're selling it to. If it's honeydew grapes and like one strawberry, that's how fucking Pret and all these stupid ass companies get you and charge you like $5 for a fruit cup and the fruit is shit fruit. Fuck honeydew.
Can I have your honeydew next time you get a fruit cup?
I don't buy them anymore because they're bullshit.
Okay. We're going to... Okay. New
Sorry. I got really mad about honeydew.
I don't have anything
and I meant
to
every
say to that.
Honeydew is like the...
Okay. We're done. We're done with honeydew.
Redheaded stepchildren of the melon family.
The green-headed stepchildren. New segment, Dad Wars.
Yeah.
Take this away. I have no idea what... If I co-opted underrated, you made a dad word.
Dad word. I just think we need a segment where as honorary dads, we need a... Here's the thing about being a dad. You don't need to have kids to be a dad.
No, we're 100%
dads. We're just talking about stereotypical dad shit here.
My personal news is that I went to Costco. So.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So... Dad wars, we're just going to talk about the stupid things that, like, dads argue about on Twitter. Like, you know, when dads will be like, oh, that lawnmower's not even right.
Do they say that?
Yes.
Is that what the dads
say? There are corners
say?
Of the internet where dads say that. Okay. So, bad example. I didn't really have an example.
No. Here's an example.
Okay.
If you're ever up early... Which the only time I'm up early is for work. Sorry. Oh,
so
my God.
Every day
so, like,
of the week.
All the time. But sometimes I've been up, I never get up at like 5:30. I'm not person.
Naturally.
But anytime I've had to catch a flight or whatever and been up and I look at Twitter, the dads are all awake.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all on Twitter being like, dad hours, had to get up with my kid. And the other dads are like, oh man, yeah, I feel you. Like, Jerry didn't sleep at all last night.
Jerry, there's a kid named Jerry out there. That poor kid. That is definitely like a 45-year-old man's name.
I don't know who names their kid Jerry. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
So, like, yes, dad Twitter. And
dad Twitter is
dad
real.
Dad Twitter especially.
Yes, and they'll argue about, like, grilling and lawn mowing and stereotypical dad shit.
Yep. So what do we have this week?
So this week we have two dads. Actually, I don't know if Trey Wingo has kids. I assume he does. I don't know why. He seems like
a
dad.
We don't have kids.
He acts
we're
like
dads,
a dad. Exactly.
So he's a dad.
He's a dad. And Spencer Hall, who is a
he does have a
self-proclaimed
son. Trey Wingo
dad.
Has a son.
Okay. So
Chappie Wingo.
Chappie. That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Chappie. Also the name of a 45-year-old
man. Oh, because that's his name. Trey's name is Hal Chapman Wingo III.
Chapman.
Yeah.
Okay, so not Chapman. I thought you were going to say Hal Chappie Wingo. That's it.
No.
We're learning a lot of facts today about dads. So anyways, Trey Wingo tweeted a picture of a steak.
Mm-hmm.
That was like...
Oh, maybe he doesn't have a son. I don't know. Whatever. He's
whatever.
A dad.
He's
sorry.
A dad.
Okay, so
he's an old
continue.
Man, so
sorry.
He's not old. He's a man. I don't want to insult him.
No, we're not. We're being very... None of this
We're just
is...
reporting the news here, folks.
Right.
Trey Wingo tweeted a picture of a steak, and the steak was, like, on a white plate, and you could see, like... You know, like, when you grill a steak, and there's some, like, burnt, like, char...
Oh, yeah, like
residue.
Black flakes.
Yeah.
That comes
there
on
was
the
like a, there was, like, a more than usual amount of black char flakes all over the plate.
Uh-huh.
And Spencer Hall, Spencer Hall saw it and said, went on like a huge Twitter thread roasting the steak, saying steak cooked inside a truck muffler, ordered the earth and turf.
Steak looks like Don Draper's lungs.
Made it Pompeii style.
Smokey the Bear just off camera with his head in his hands.
Whole dish needs lotion.
Hellboy's first night running expo.
This is my favorite one. Shireen Baratheon ass steak.
Oh my God.
If you don't watch Game of Thrones, she...
I did get that even. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I got
that. Burned alive. Anyways, so he went off for like a few hours on this person's steak. Trey Wingo's steak. Not this person. It's Trey Wingo.
It's Trey
so
Wingo's
it's
steak.
Fine.
Yeah.
He went off on the steak. And then Trey Wingo responded finally and said, I mean, it's blackened on the outside and medium on the inside. Also, if I valid your opinion, I'd follow you. But since I don't. And then like the shrug emoji.
Honestly.
Sick burn.
I have to be honest. I think that Trey won this one. Because clearly, this is here's the thing, that when you go off that many times on someone, it's clear that whatever they did got under your skin in some way, even if you're just kidding. Spencer tweeted about this for hours, and shout out Spencer, we used to work with Spencer.
Yeah, right.
Like, all of this is in good fun.
Right.
But, like,
but this is a classic dad
this
war.
This is a classic dad war. Spencer goes off for like a long time, and then Trey just hits him with, like, it's like the Don Draper line.
I don't
where
think
he's
about
like,
you at all.
What is he, how does he say it? Like, I think about, whenever I think about you, I think blah, blah, blah.
And yeah, and Don's
like, I don't think about you. Trey's right. like, I don't even.
Like who?
Like you saw my tweet, but I don't see any of your tweets. Right, exactly. And I was like,
it was,
and it was one tweet in reply to like 13,000.
Yeah, and then Spencer said, burnt me almost as bad as he torched that steak. Respect.
Okay, maybe Spencer won.
That's really good.
It's such a good dad.
Also,
word.
Spencer tweeted, like, my wife just asked me why I keep talking about this man's steak.
No, it was in quotes, that poor man's steak. Here's a plea to the dads. We're going to end this episode on a plea to the dads. Get in more wars, because this is the highlight of Twitter.
Dad
this
wars,
is why Twitter exists.
I don't like seeing people fight, obviously. I'm a peacemaker. I'm just kidding.
No, but like dad...
But like dad drama is good. It's good content.
Like, I don't like... I agree with you. I think that a lot of Twitter fights and Twitter drama is garbage and really unpleasant and makes me feel grimy. Love dad wars.
Right.
Sign me up for the dad wars.
I feel bad for the dads of our nation, but this is tremendous content.
I will put on my armor and follow the dads into battle.
I will put on my air monarchs. Stained by the grass on the lawn that I mowed.
Tighten up my khaki pants and stride off.
Zip up my Peter Millar quarter zip and stride into the...
Shout out dads.
Shout out to all the dads out
all
there.
All right. Well, MVP.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah. Just kidding.
You guys are the best. Next week, tweet us your questions.
Yeah, tweet us questions.
We want to hear from you. We want to incorporate you guys into the show. Also,
we want to incorporate you guys. We're making this into a corporation, and we need you guys to let us know who's involved so we can file our taxes correctly.
Yeah, thank you.
MVP
that.
Inc.
MVP LLC. I hate myself like so much.
You let me sit in that.
You let me sit in that awful silence.
I'm sorry.
Also, tell all your friends to listen to this podcast.
Yes.
Rate our podcast.
Tweet
with 5 stars
about it.
Tweet us your reviews. Get the word out because we're having a blast and we want you guys all to have a blast with us.
We need you guys to spread the word about the good podcast.
If you send us a screenshot of you texting your group chat about how they should listen to MVP, we will read your group chat, any screenshot you want, on air. If it's inappropriate, we will bleep out all the words, but we'll still read it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thanks. Just thought of that.
We should actually do that one on like the time that we promised we would do the...
Oh, yeah. We still owe a bunch of you holiday cards. We'll do it in the summer.
Well, it's March. We might as well wait till next holiday.
Fair.
Okay.
They're still coming. All right. Listen to this on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your shows.
Are we still supposed to say that? Because we're not.
Okay. Let's leave this in. I like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Why not?
All right. Well, let's eat this wheat.